This community update was brought to you by U-Radio.
Nice. Okay, follow me with your chin, okay?
A picture truly speaks 1,000 words, and that's why a professional headshot is an invaluable asset. This past Wednesday, over 100 enthusiastic job seekers, comprising immigrants, asylum seekers, and individuals facing physical or mental disabilities, received free headshots. Sandra, currently looking for a job in Winnipeg, believes these headshots could help her stand out from the crowd.
Well, actually, I'm just looking for a job, and one of the purposes is important, I think, the photo. How do you reflect, right, and how you project yourself? So that's the reason I came here.
Mark Eady from 204 Headshot Photography played a crucial role in helping these job seekers, like Sandra, showcase their true potential through the lens of his camera.
I was kind of shy for myself, but actually I feel very confident because he was really approachable.
With over 10 years of experience in photography, Mark is dedicated to giving back to the community. He spent hours conducting research before partnering with organizations such as Opportunities for Employment, connect with job seekers, and help them make a good first impression.
Whether it's in LinkedIn, whether it's on a resume, whether it's on a website, whether we like to believe it or not, everyone is going to judge someone the second they see a photo of them or them in real life. So you want to show up in the best version of yourself, especially when it's an opportunity for you to get a job or get an opportunity to do something bigger.
The sessions with Mark, albeit brief, were incredibly impactful. Mark recalls vividly the way his clients' faces lit up and their posture shifted as they saw their photos.
This is all headshots is nonverbal communication. And so we're just trying to convey a confident, strong, kind version of the person standing in front of the camera.
He recognizes that unlocking that confidence sometimes takes a bit more work.
I find sometimes when people stand in front of the camera, they're super nervous, uncomfortable, locked up. So it's up to me to build a little bit of rapport so they trust me enough that they can let their guard down and I can get an honest photo of them.
Sandra was one of many who walked away with a smile on their face. Gemma, who discovered this opportunity through a friend, eagerly signed up to pursue her dream.
And I am wanting to get headshots because I want to be an actress and also for any job opportunities that need headshots. I like watching movies.
She was thrilled with how her photo turned out, hopeful that it would open doors to her acting career, especially in her favorite genre, horror films. For everyone who participated, Mark is optimistic about their futures. He emphasized that this initiative was not merely about taking photos. It represented a significant step towards transforming their lives.
So if I can give them the confidence to get out there and get a job to support themselves, their family, be a role model for their kids, that's a pretty worthy cause.
With U Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.